Daf is Daf Mem Aleph. I assume everyone got to the Mishnah on top. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Shur Shonarach is Adam. Shur that gores a person, umes, and the person dies. Muad, Misham Kofer. If the Shur is a Shur Muad, so it's Muad for killing people. So then he pays, or the owner pays Kofer. The Tam Pater Mina Kofer. But if the Shur is only a Tam and he kills a person, so then the Baal HaShur is Pater from paying Kofer. And Zev is a Chayavim Misa. Regardless of whether the shur is a muad or a shur or a tam, he always gets killed. He always stoned the shur. The only question is whether the owner of the shur has to pay the kofar or not pay the kofar. That depends whether it's a muad or not. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein ben, v'chein bebas. So too, if it's a child, the Rashi says, ben katan v'tinokes, kitana chayev alem, skila v'kofar k'gdolim. Regardless of the age of the person who's been killed, the owner always has to pay kofar. And if it's a shur muad, so then the shur muad, regardless of the age, so you pay kofar for shur muad, and the shur always gets killed, even if it's a shur tam. Second half of the Mishnah is, let's say, nogach evid o ama. Let's say it gores and kills a evid or a shivcha. No sin shloshim slum. There's a knas, this is called, it's only a penalty. You pay 30 selah. Regardless of the value of the evid, whether it's very expensive, 100 mana, or whether it's only 1 dinar, there's a set price, a set penalty for a shur killing a evid. So Gemara says, asks a very basic question. How do you ever have a shur muad? It's muad for killing people. If the halacha is that a shur tam that kills a person gets stoned, so after the first offense, the first time the shur kills a person, you stone the shur. It will never get to the point of becoming a shur muad. So the Gemara is going to bring an array of answers how we get a shur muad that's muad for killing a person. So heich mishkach, esla amar rabba hach b'maya skinan, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shamduhu the shloshe b'nei adam. That they assessed it that he was capable of killing. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says three narrow lines down, shamduhu the shloshe b'nei adam. That the shur is chasing after the people, and the people were running away. And they had assessed the situation that she'im lo barchu haya horgan. And had the person not run away, so then the shur would have given a strong enough gore to kill the person. Now, he didn't kill anybody, but that umdu, that assessment is enough to establish the shur to be a shur hamur. That's the first suggestion of the Gemara. And Rav.
That's between Basin and Asim, right? They have to go to Basin.
To assess, I assume so. Otherwise, we wouldn't be capable of making without Bez in such a assessment. So then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Umdina Lav Klamu. Umdina means nothing. Because he could have had the ability, that doesn't mean anything. It's not a shur muad. Se'ela Hacha B'ma Eskinan. The case is, Kigon Shesiken L'Shlosh B'nei Adam. That he had endangered three people. He hit them, says Rashi. Shesiken Shlosh B'nei Adam L'Fikach Lo Niskal B'Shnaim Harishonim. He had injured them very seriously, but he didn't kill them, so the animal didn't get killed himself. But when he hit the third one, then all three of them died. So it turned out he is a shur muad. So then you have to pay the kofar for each of the three deaths that was caused by this shur muad now. The first two you don't have to pay for. The first two are actually tam. It's only the last one that makes him a shur muad, what do you have to pay for? So then the Gemara says, Rav Zvid Amar Kigon Shaharag Shlosha Behemos. It's where the shur killed three animals. So he's a shur muad. He killed three animals. So the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean? Muad le behema, havi muad le adam? No, we saw this the other day. Just because this animal might be a muad to strike animals doesn't make him a muad to strike people. Why? Remember, what was the reason of the Gemara? Remember the reason of the Gemara? Other Mishle Mazla, they have Mazla, which either means mazel above or means they have a certain, they have more of an awareness and das to protect themselves. So, and people and animals are scared of Adam. So for whatever reason it is, a shur mu'ar l'behema does not mean he's a shur mu'ar l'adam. So that can't be the case. Ela amar rav simi kigon shahara gishlosha ovdei kochavim. Where he killed the three goyim. So if he killed three goyim, they're Adam as well. Those are people, so that makes him a shur mu'ar. Gemara asks, mu'ar l'ovdei kochavim, havi mu'ar l'Yisrael? No, they're very different. It doesn't create a muad to a yisra. Ela amar Rish Lakish kigon shaharag shloshu bni adam trefa. We killed three people who already betarsh trefa, which means trefa is different definitions, but they were not able to make it for the next 12 months. They had a certain injury, disease, sickness. So since they kill three people, though, you don't kill them because the treif was considered already dead. So therefore, since it's already considered dead, the shor does not get killed. But you see that the shor has already regulated himself to gore people and gore Jews. The Gemara says, "Umuah the treif have muah l'shalem." No, it's very different. A person who's lying in a bed, very vulnerable, and a shor sees, so a shor is willing to gore such a person who looks dead in his eyes. Not the same case. He may not be willing to gore a person standing on 2 feet. So that does not create a shor muad. Ela amar apapa de katel v'arik la'agma, the katel v'arik la'agma. The case where the shor killed a person and ran off to the swamps, to the field, and stayed away after they had testified, Rashi says, and then he kills another person, and then he runs away again. And that happens until finally he's been created as a shor muad, and by the final case, he's caught, and they kill him, and they make the owner pay the kofer. Okay, so this case is two levels of zomim. So what's the scenario? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Shehuzmu zomime zomim. Kishinogach shnayim rishbi shloshu probably. Yeah. Because remember, it takes three to create a muad, but you only pay on the fourth offense, after he's already been established a shor muad.
So Rashi also said before that was when he hit two, they were sick, and then the third one he hit, and now he pays kofar on the third person.
To change that gear to there also. So you have to be consistent, right? It could be Rebbe versus Rebbe Shmuel, but... So Kishinagach Shlosha, where that line go again? Shlosha Negichos Rishonos. Veheidubo Shnei Kitos Edim. Right, it should be Shlosha Kitos Edim then. So let's say, so anyways, he had two or three attacks, and the Edim testified against the shor. Bo Kas Achas Vehizimum Upatruhu. So one Kas says, you guys were Edim Zomim. So therefore, the Baal HaShor is not responsible. Nothing ever happened in our eyes. Right now, Bezdin thinks nothing happened. Ukshinagach Negicha Shlishis or Revis, by the final attack, Veheidu Bo, and they testified against the shore. So now, right now they think these are the first offense, because the first three attacks were found to be Zomim. But now, Basa Kas Hamuzemes Lahazimun, so now another Kas has found the first set of Zomim to be Zomim themselves. Let's get that. There's one level of Edim that testified about the first three Negichas. They're good. Now another set of Edim say, you guys were Zomim. Then one other set of Edim came and said, no, you second guys, you were really Zomim. You couldn't have been there. That now brings back to life the first set of Edim. So the initial Edis on the first three attacks was actually a good Edis. But they didn't care. At the time, they didn't know because they thought they were initially Edim Zomim. So now by the time the fourth attack happens, it turns out that he actually was a shor muad, and you make the owner pay kofar. So Gemara says now, Hanicha iliude Torah ba'in and Shapir. This all makes sense if the whole goal is to just give three warnings to the shore, that you found the shore. I don't want to get involved. This is a very complicated sugi, if you remember from a few days ago. But if you miyayed the shore, so then this makes sense because there were three different attacks that the shore did. Aliliude gavra ba'inan. So if it's the person needs to be warned on three separate cases, well, he wasn't warned in three separate cases because they were found Edim Zomim, so he just kind of threw that away and it didn't do the proper shmirah. So Meima Amar, he's going to say, Lo Yadinan, I didn't know because the first three attacks in my eyes were never an attack because they were found to be Edim Zomim. So it's not fair to him to now suddenly wake up and know retroactively all those were really good, were good Edis. So Gemara says, no, De Amre Kol Emas De Katel Tore Gavi Have Kai. No, you can't claim that. You saw every attack. The Edom said, not only did we see your shore attack, but you witnessed, you were watching your shore attack that person and kill him. So you can't claim that you didn't know that your shore was a wild shore. And for that reason, he is chai to pay kofar, even in this case, even according to the Man Damar, of Liude Gavra Beinan. Ravina, yeah.
Meaning there was no doubt that this shore killed. The whole question is, I understand, like, they came to testify that his shore killed this person, right? Mm-hmm. And then when what happens when the zomim come, then there is no proof, and we see that another shor killed that like, there's a doubt that it was his shor.
No, we have no idea. We have no idea the animal could have dropped dead. We don't know. We don't care what happened. There's no aidus of anything that happened at this point.
So no matter what.
So no one's responsible. I, as the owner of the shor, I don't have to watch my animal any more than all the other ones. So I wasn't warned properly. Fine. So now the Gemara says Ravina Amar Bimakirin. As Baal HaShor, Vein Makirin as HaShor. where you recognize the owner of the shor, but you don't recognize the shor itself. Okay, so that's the case here. So you can't kill any particular shor. I know this guy's got thousands of the oxen. And I saw three different cases of one of his oxen were now goring other people. So I don't know which one it is. So that's the case. So that's the case where he has a shor on the fourth offense, we make him pay kofar. Now, we don't know which shor it is. So my havalei lemeivad, the Gemara says, what's the guy supposed to do? He's got 1,000 of them. Mishum damrile, we say to the guy, Torah negandcha negachna islecha bibkarcha. You have a goring ox among your other oxen. Ibarilcha niture kule bakarcha. You need to protect and watch over all your shvarim. You need to watch over them. So if he was actually better off, had he known which shor, he would have been better off, only has to watch one of them. Now he doesn't know. He needs to watch all 1,000 of them. And therefore each additional offense, he has to continue to do more shmir. He was responsible. Even if it's not the actual shor that did the other ones, he has to have that shmir.
It seems that by the third negicha, the Eidim recognized that that was a shor, right?
That's what they say, yeah?
Yeah. That's why it becomes muad. Otherwise, it would never become muad.
Third or the fourth.
What? The third or the fourth, right?
Fine. So the Gemara says now the two dots. Devezech, Hayavin, Misa. Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Mimash Mishinemar, Sakal Yisakel HaShor. After Shor kills a person, we stone him. So after it tells us that we stone the shor, in Yodea Shinevela, he do not know it's a nevela. Any animal that's dead without a shchita, it's a nevela. So a nevela, of course, is asati. Unevela asar b'achila. So if it's asar b'achila, matamalomaloyecha. Why does the pasuk say not eat? It says sham sakol yisakel hashor velo yechel es b'saro. Don't eat it. Well, of course, if it's stoned, that means it didn't go through a shchita. So of course, it's asar eat. So what's the pasuk teaching me? Lo yecha. Answers the Brisa, Magid Lecha, to teach you Hakasav Sheim Shachto Lacha Shenigmar Dino Asar Bachila. Then even if you do a Shechita to it, after the Nigmar Din, the Psak Din has come down that this shore needs to be stoned, and before it's stoned, you quickly take out your knife and shecht it properly. Maybe you could eat it because it's a good Shechita. Kamashmel Lo Yachel, you can't eat it regardless, even if it has not been stoned yet. So Gemara says, Ain Li Ela Achila, I only know that Asar to have Achit to eat from this animal after if I shecht it. How do I know I can't get hana either? Tamalomar ubal hashor naki, and the owner of the shore is naki. He's clean. My mashma. What do you mean he's clean? My mashma shima avon. My mashma Shimon ben Zoma Omer. Ki adam shomer lechaveiro, like a person says to his friend, yatzish ploni naki minichazav. This person could have to. He's gonna be clean of my property. Vein lo behen hana shoklum. He won't have any hana from me at all. So naki means clean of any hana. So we see from here that if a person shechs it after Nigmar Din, before the Skila, he can't eat it, Lo Yechel, and he also can't get Hana from it because Baal HaShor Naki walks away clean of any Hana. Fine. So Gemar now wants to know, Mimai de Lo Yechel, it's Besaro Lehecha, the Shachto Achash, Shenigmar Dino, Shasar Bachila. How do you know that the word Lo Yechel is referring to that time after Gemar Din, before Skila, that Asadit, even if you shecht it properly, how do you know that's what it's referring to? Ema say, Hecha de Shachto, maybe after, if you shecht it after the Nigmar Din, before Skila, maybe it's actually permitted to be eaten. And Baha'i Lo Yechel is referring to something else. Maybe it means after you stone it, not only is it Asar Bachil, because that we already know, because it's a Nevela, but maybe it's even Asar Bana. You're allowed to get Hana from Nevela. You could get Hana from Nevela. You could sell it. Selling is a different story. You can't do Schara. We learned this in Gemara Pesachim. You can't do schara with machal sasiros. We get other hana from it. You could, I don't know. What's a good example of hana?
Hide.
You could hides of it, I guess. Make clothing out of this. So maybe that would be permitted. So Pazik says, lo yachel, you can't even get hana. Yachel means a hana in this case. You can't even get hana after the skila. Uch de Rabbi Abo, damar Rabbi Abo, amar Rabbi Alazar, komakom shenemar. Remember it says, lo yechel, lo seuchel, lo seuchlu, any of those lashons of achila, echad isa achila, echad isa naba mashma. It always implies, even though it literally means eating, the Torah refers to it eating and benefiting from it. Ad until she fret lecha kasev kedech shepat lecha b'nerit meila. Until the Torah says specifically, you have a certain heter. Kigon, leger b'nesina, you could give it to a ger, ulovi kachavim b'mechira, you could sell it to a goy. So that's the case, you get hana. But had we not had the pasuk, it says you can't eat the nevela, that means you can't even get hana from the nevela. Only because the pasuk says it's mefarit that you could sell it, that's the heter. So here too also, even though it says lo yechal, it means not to eat, it also means you can't get hanah from it after skila. In which case, right now, one would think that if you shecht it after nigmar din, you actually would be allowed to eat it. Lo yechal is referring to after skila it, not referring to the point in between gmar din and skila. So the Gemara says, no. Amrei hani mili hechad nafik le isra chila visana mikra milo yechal. The only time the word lo yachal, yochal, or any other derivative means achila and hana is only when it's also the source of achila. That you can't eat it, as we learn from this pasuk, so mainly you can't get hana from this pasuk. Aval hacha here, the isra achila misako yisakel nafka, the isra of eating the animal is learned out from the word stoning. If the animal's been stoned, that tells me you can't eat it, obviously, because there's no shchita. So then, you don't use lo yachal to teach me hana. Because lo yechal, everyone agrees, means you don't say mean something it doesn't mean. It means eating plus hana. But to say that it only means isra hana, that doesn't make any sense. That would be misunderstanding the word. So therefore, lo yechal can be referring to the isra hana after skila. It must be referring to some other junction where it is teaching us an isra achila that we wouldn't have known otherwise, namely between nigmar din and skila. Even there, it's going to be asr, even after a shchita. Yeah, everyone? Good? Yeah? A little tricky. Fine. So Gemara says, "Isak adaitach haylo yechal es pesaro isar nahu." So he says, if you were to think that the isar lo yechal is referring to the isar na, it should have said nechterachman lo yehana. It should have said don't benefit. That would have been much clearer because you don't need to teach me lo yechal after it's already been stolen. Or inami lo yechal es pesaro. How do you, 1 second? That's another question. See.
Lo yochal maybe or something.
Sorry.
The nikudos are different.
Nikudos are different, you said?
I don't know.
Could be the nikudos are different. Rashi's inami. See Rashi up like 8-7 lines up. Inami. Afil didach lichtov lo yochal v'sulo. Why lo yechal? So it says lo yochal. So Gemara says, therefore, what are we going to learn from here? Basar la espesar alamali. So we're saying the afagav. So that's the, I'm sorry, that's the explanation of how we know that lo yechal is referring to that time period of I'm sorry. Lo again. Inami lo yechel. Es b'sar olamli. That's the question. Different than Rashi.
Right.
Es b'sar olamli.
Why?
Of course. What else are you referring to? It must be the afagav de of the kein basar de shachte aser. Even though you made it like a basar. Basar refers to flesh you could eat. Even though you killed it in such a way of shchita, still it's aser to do aser to eat. That's teach us this halacha. Shchita is aser. I mean, shchita would not make a mutter.
So when we say lo yachal, it has to be specific. When there is also isra na, to be specific on the isra of that action. Why do we say exactly that you cannot use the lo yachal here?
Because lo yachal could only be hana if it also is the source of achila as well. Because the word lo yachal means achila.
What do you mean the source of achila?
Whatever isra we're talking about,
okay,
how do you know you can't eat it?
Here also it's a source of achila.
No, because saka yisakel.
You're ready from before.
So we know saka yisakel tells us the fact that you stone it, that indicates it's aser b'achila. Gemara asks in the very last line of the Amud here, maskev marzutra ema, let's suggest, honey mili, these things are only true, heicha de badak sor, if you v'shachet bo. Rashi says, what do you mean, Badak Tzor? Dainu kein skila bavanim. You use some type of stone, okay, flint, I don't know, whatever type of rock they use. Only if you shecht it with a rock, dav de kein skila, says the Gemara. Maybe the only time it's usher, again, the time period of between Gemar Din and skila. So after Gemar Din, before you've been stoned, we say if you shecht it, it's usher to eat even then. Maybe it's only usher to eat when you shecht it, if you shecht it with a stone, because you did it like kein skila, you kind of stone the animal, use the rock. That's when it would be us to eat with the shchita. But heich the shachte besakin lo. But let's say you use a knife. I use metal, which is not a rock. It's a type of rock, I guess, but it's not like a stone. So therefore, maybe it would be mutter then. Only time shchita is us is if you use shchita, that's kein skila. A shchita that's not kein skila, namely using a sakin, maybe it should be permitted. So Gemara says, why would you make such a chilip between an evan for shchita versus a sakin for shchina? Amri atu sakin ksiva beraisa? Does it say that the only time shchita can be done with a sakin? We don't distinguish about what type of material that you use for shchita. The Hatan, the Mishnah tells the Mishnah Chulin, Hashochet b'magayad, what's a magayad? A sickle, yeah. B'tzor, rock, u'bekane, It's like a reed, sharp reed, I guess. Shechitasa k'shera. We don't care where the material comes from. There's no chiluk. There's no such a havamina like that. So therefore, regardless of how you shecht it, based on the pasuk lo yechel, you cannot eat this shor. Hashda denafkale b'isra v'chila v'isra hana milo yechel. It's b'saro. So now that we've learned the source of isra chila from this pasuk, isra chila isra hana from this pasuk, so then b'al shernaki lamali. So why do you have to have the pasuk later on? Baal Sharnaki, which we learned earlier, meant that free of any hana. So la hanos aril, to the in terms of the hana, you can't even get hana from the hide. The sagadata chamina, I would have thought bisaru hudasir b'hana, only lo yechel, that which you eat, namely the meat, that which is asir b'hana as well. Aval oro, the hide which you don't eat, nishtari should be permitted b'hana. Kamashmalan Baal Sharnaki, that even the hide, even the ore is asr b'ana, based on Baal Sharnaki. Now the Gemara says, Lahanoch Tanai Demafkile Lahai Baal Sharnaki Ledrasha Kharina Kidabaina Lemema Lakaman. All the other Tanai, which we'll see later on, use the Pasuk Baal Sharnaki for some other drasha. So then the question becomes, Hanas or Minale, how do they know then that one cannot get Hana from the ore, from the hide of the animal? Because they can't use this pasuk Baal Sharnaki anymore. It's not available. It's used from some other drasha, which we'll learn about later on. So where do they? What's their source? Nafgalei me es bisaro. Es hatafel bisaro. The word es is something tafel, secondary to something else, secondary to basar. What is it? My knee. What's considered tafel to basar? Or es bisaro. Even the es bisaro, even the tafel, even the or is aser b'ana. My tana. And it's this tana. He's the one who holds of, you make a drasha of the word es. Es lo darish. Hi Tana Esdel Dar. Sorry, our Tana, who uses the drasha Baal Sharnaki, it's because he does not darshan the word es ever. So he has to use the Baal Sharnaki as the source of hana. But the other Tanaim are comfortable using the word es to teach me the iser hana of ha or that allows them to make some other drasha, which again we haven't seen yet from the words Baal Hasharnaki. Gemara quotes the Brayso. What's machlokas about whether you're darshaning es or not? Kiddisana, the Brisa tells us, we find this Brisa in many places in Shas. Shimon Hamsoni, Omrile Nechemia Hamsoni, Hayadorish Kol Esen Shabbat Torah. He would darshan all the Esen that appear in the Torah. Kevin Shigil, Es Hashem Lokecha, Tira, Pirish, once he got to the word, Es Hashem Lokecha, you fear Hashem, what could be secondary to Hashem? There's nothing that's close to Hashem. So therefore he said, Amrilo Tav, so he gave up. He was Pirish, he separated, he said, you know what? I can't find something that can be included under Es Hashem Lokecha Tira. It doesn't make sense. Nothing else could be anything near Hashem. Therefore, I'm being chozer in all my different drashas of the Esim. So I'm a little Tamidav. So Tamidav said, Rebbe, kol Esim Darshasta, Matelem. What's going to be all the drashas you made, all the Esim you learned up until now? So he explained, Kishem Shekabalti Schal Ahadrisha, Kach Kibalti Schal Ahadrisha. Just like I received schar for all the darshan that I was doing, so too I received schar for the prisha, the fact that I'm retracting, which is a tremendous amount, tremendous thing to say, first of all. Tremendous, and number two is, you see, you get schar even for things that are not necessarily al pi halacha. You always have to learn al libud hilchasa. Let's say a person comes out, he was looking for the MS, and turns out he was incorrect. So does that mean that all his learning was for naught? No, of course not. So you could darshan, you could learn in theory. That's the Gemara says, a few places in the Gemara Sanhedrin, darshan with a couple of schar. Certain things never happened. Actually, Zaki Mamri never happened. The Yerendach has never happened. So why do we have these psukim and all these Gemaras and Mishnayos? The person can learn and get schar for learning even things that are not practical. He said, I'm going to receive schar on the drisha, and even though it's not emes, and even on the prisha. So Gemara said, Adshabah, Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came along and said, Lime, Toras, Es Hashem Lokecha Tira. The rabbis, Tamid Chachamim, know a Tamid Chachamim is that Es Hashem Lokecha. That's the Tafel to Hashem. That's what bridges us closer to everyone who's not a Tamid Chachamim. So all of us, the way we get closer to Hashem is by clinging to Tamid Chachamim, to Tzadikim. That brings us closer to the Yiras Shemaim. Okay, I'm just looking here for a second. Okay, so if you look at Tosas here, Tosas Dibra Maskel of Kavan Shigir, Es Hashem Lokecha Tira Pirish. Alpha Gabi writes in the Beper Kamet Kedushin Daf Lamed Darish Nemar Ish Imo VeAviv Tiro VeNemar Es Hashem Lokecha Tira Hishva Kasev Mora Aviv Veim LeMor Shemaim. The Gemara there quotes and equates parents, the fear of parents, the fear of Hashem. So why is he so bothered here? Now he's not the author there, but Tosas assumes that's agreed upon by everybody that we have this equation between Hashem and people. So why is he bothered here? Why can't a Talmud Chacham also be somewhat equated to Hashem? So he answers. he didn't want to have an extra, I guess, assay to include a special fear of Tam Chacham.
Not sure. Parents, you say, in other words, Mar is telling us there the parents are equated to Hashem, so that's what the assay should be, Mar, but the parents.
Right. Correct. And therefore, so why couldn't you say that, though?
Because we already have an assay to tell you, Chayef, and parents. So you don't want the extra.
So why couldn't you say Tam Chacham as well now?
Because we didn't answer Tam Chacham at this point in the Gemara. He was perished before he knew Tam.
Okay, that's the point. Okay, I got you. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go back to now. The Gemara says the two dots. Tana Rabbanu and Baal Shor. No, yeah.
It never explains according to the Tana who doesn't learn.
Right. Say it again.
The question was according to Tana who doesn't learn Ace, how does he explain it? And he just does it open.
Who doesn't learn?
That was the question.
No, it wasn't a question. Baal Shor Naki. They use Baal Shor Naki. That's his source for the Isser Or.
We're saying Nakalehu et Besaro. Right? That's a question.
No, not a question. I think it's just a statement. This is the Tana who holds not Darish the S.
It just explains the previous.
So he can't use the word Esbesaro as a source of Isarana, so he uses Baal Shor Naki. Right. Marna says in the two dots, Tana Rabbanan and Baal Shor Naki. What's a drasha to be learned Baal Shor Naki? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Naki Mechatzi Kofer. To say that he's clean of chatzi kofer. So let's say a short tam kills a person, he's clean of paying even chatzi kofer. You would have thought maybe he should pay chatzi kofer. Kamashman, he's naki, he's clean from paying. Amarlo, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "V'alohu atzmo einu mesham el megufo." How could this be the case? How could you have a habamina to think that the short tam should have to pay chatzi kofer? He only pays from himself, the short tam, comes megufo. And what's happening to the short tam? What's the halacha when a short tam kills a person? We kill him. We stone him. So he's not going to have anything that's worthwhile after he's been stoned to pay half of the person's value. So, Hevi lebezdin v'shalim mecha. We're going to bring into bezdin this dead animal now that we just stoned and sell him and try to pay half the value of the dead person? Certainly not. So it's pasha. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. It's obvious. So, Amar le Rabbi Elazar, kach ani v'einecha. This is how you view me in the eyes. You think I'm saying something so silly? Shadini bezeh shechai misa. I'm not talking about a case where the shore is chayv misa, where you killed him and you're trying to sell the dead shore. I'm talking about a case where the shore is still alive. Ein dinei ela kishehemis es ha'adam al pi erechad o al pi balim. It's a case where if the balim bring the shore forward, or there's only one aid, so then you do not kill the shore, Tom. But there's at least enough material, enough aidus, to clarify that he was responsible for killing the person. So it's a short time. You pay chatzi kofer, you would sell the animal that's alive now because there's not enough aidus to kill him. You sell him and pay the half kofer that you owe. Kamash malan, Baal Shor Naki, says your bills are your pater. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, I'll pi ba'ilim mo'ud b'knasu. How could you think to pay the kofer, chatzi kofer, if the owner of the shore says, okay, I admit this is my shore who killed the person. So that's when we pay chatzi kofer and the havamina. How could there be such a havamina? I'm being moded the knas. Paying is just simply a knas by paying this the kofer. Gemara says kasava kufer kapar. This is machlokas. Did we see this together? Yes, we saw it yesterday. Okay, fine. I know something more. Makas, we saw this. This is machlokas whether a kofer is considered a knas or it's considered a mamon. So this opinion thinks that's considered mamon. So therefore, if I admit that my shore killed the person, I would have to pay half the kofer, chatzi kofer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Baal Shor Naki, I'm clean of paying anything. I pay nothing. Tani Idach, the other brisa says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, kach ani beinecha, the same discussion above. This is how you view me? You think I'm making such a silly statement? Shadini b'zeh shechai misa, I'm talking about when the shore has been stoned, that's when I'm teaching that you don't have to pay chatzi kofer. Of course, when the shore is dead, you don't have to pay chatzi kofer. There's no value left anymore. Ein dine el b'miskavein laharugetze behema, harugetze ha'adam. My case was where the animal was intending on killing an animal and ended up killing a person instead. Where he intended on killing a mitzri, probably should be changed to a goy, is my guess, right? Lenachri, harug Yisrael, ended up killing a Jew. Or the Nefelim v'harug ben Kaima, tried killing a stillborn, but ended up killing someone who was Murkaya. So, That's a case. In which case, since there was no kavan in that case, he's potter from skila. Rashi points to Gemara and Daf Mem Dalim. They're potter in skila. If the animal, I don't know how you know, but let's say the animal is going at an animal, and the last second the animal jumps out of the way, and there's a person right behind him. So then the animal apparently would be the owner, right? Right. The animal would be potter from skila. But at the end of the day, the animal killed the person, but he's alive. The animal. So that's a case where you would think maybe you should sell the animal and pay chatzi kofer. Says Rabbi Elazar, that's the case I'm talking about, Baal Hashor Naki. In that instance, you'd be potter. The Baal Hashor would be potter in paying the chatzi kofer. Marina wants to know, hey, Amar Leberesha, which of these statements did he say first? When Rabbi Elazar responded, did he say the case first of when the shore was brought forward by the Eid Echad only, which is no killing of the shore? Or the second case of Miskavin Lezeh Velo Lezeh? In both cases, the shore is not going to be stoned, but which raya did he bring first? Which situation did he bring first where the behemoth was potter from skila? So Rav Kahana says, Rav Kahana mishmei d'Rava Amar b'miskavin. He said miskavin case first. And Amar le b'resha, that's what he said first. Rav Tuvumi mishmei d'Rava Amar hemis Amar le b'resha. No, he said the case of hemis first. Let's look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi in the Amud here. Rashi says, Miskavin Amar Liberation, he said that case first. De Raya Gadoli, that's a greater proof. De Lahai Vada Yitzirichra, that certainly needs a pasuk. Ava Hamas Al Pi Eid Echad, Raya Katani, that's a smaller Katani, a smaller Raya. Dikla Osve Moda Bekanas Pater, because you could simply reject that. When a guy is Moda, a guy who brings his shore forward, he's Pater because of Moda Bekanas. Ube Eid Echanami, Iklamemar Pshita de Lobachayev, of course. An Eid Echad can't bring a guy to paying anything because the Hot Shrey Bainin Lafuki Mamona. Fine. So the greater raya is the case where the shur killed the person, but the kavana was the issue. That's a greater raya. So which one did he say first? So the machlokas, if he said the shur, the miskavin case first, or did he say the hamis asmo first? Pi eid echad first. So Gemara says, explains now, where do we go? Rav Kahana mishmei d'Rav Amar miskavin Amar lebrisha. He said the greater raya first. Mashal at Sayyid Shishola Dagim Hayam. It's compared to a hunter, a fisherman who's bringing up a net and brings up a lot of fish in his net. And Mishkach Ravrave Shakil. If he finds some big fish, he first takes a big fish first. He takes a greater raya first, the larger fish. And then he sees Zutri, Shakil takes the small ones as well. He saw a greater raya, but then he wants to just like, you know, here's some other small rayas to keep along with that one. Yeah, the small fish, we'll also take the small fish as well. After the Yumi Mishmei D'Rav Amar Hamis Amar Liberation, he said the smaller raya first. He says that Mashal also let Sayyid Shishola Dagim. I have a different type of fisherman. He catches all these fishmen Hayam Mishkach Zutre. He sees a small raya, so he takes them. But Mishkach Ravrevei, he finds the big fish. Shade Zutre, he throws out the small raya, the small fish. You don't need that. Mishkach Ravrevei, who cares? Once you have a great raya, raya gadola, what's the need for raya katana? Therefore, he must have said the raya katana first. Because had he known the Raya Gadola, there's no need to mention the Raya Katana afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow to go through other drushas of what we learn from Baal Hashor and Naki.